reading this morning is taken from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in a time of darkness, let us see your light. Help us to focus on you, and please renew hope within us. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
When they trained me to do, when I did my preaching course, one of the things they didn't tell me was how to project my voice. So I see that some of you have already moved forward, so thank you. But it may be a bit difficult for you to hear. I will accept heckles if you really can't hear today. When times are dark, what do? Some of us just keep our heads down and wait for the darkness to end. But some of us lift up our heads and look for the light. This year has been very dark for most of us. COVID-19 has made it impossible for us to continue our normal lives. Those of us who are alone have felt more isolated than ever. Those of us who are living with our families probably know every irritating habit of the people we live with. The wise men were looking for a sign of hope. Perhaps they had been waiting years. When they saw the star, they came looking for Jesus. When we are going through a dark time, it is easy to ignore signs of hope. The wise men could have ignored the star. What would have happened then? Everyone would have lost out. They wouldn't have seen the infant Jesus. Jesus and his family wouldn't have received the gifts that the wise men delivered. God's plan would have been disrupted. When the wise men arrived in Jerusalem, they told the spiritual and legal leaders of Israel that a king had been born. We will hear next week that not everyone was pleased to hear this news. We don't know why God wanted the leaders of Israel to be told about the infant Jesus. It would have been easier for Jesus and his parents if Herod did not know. They would not have had to flee from Bethlehem, and the young boys in Bethlehem would not have been murdered. Today, we find it difficult to believe that God would make life hard for us. It seems that we want to remake God in our own image. We want him to be a 21st century parent who never disciplines us and never says no to us. But it is not our job to change God. It is his job to change us and make us more like Jesus. As I said earlier, this year has been very dark for most of us. Some of us find it very hard to understand why Jesus has allowed this virus to attack us. Perhaps we assume that it has nothing to do with God at all. But God is in control of the universe, from the biggest star to the smallest virus. Advent is not just about looking forward to Christmas. It is also about looking forward to Jesus coming again. We heard that in the collect today. The sky looks very dark at the moment, but can't you see a little glimmer of light in the sky? Could that be the star that welcomes Jesus' return? I wonder how you have been coping this year. Some people have been starting new hobbies, learning new skills, going for long walks, or reading more. Others, like me, have barely been able to function. The singer Taylor Swift has been very productive this year. In the first 13 years of her career, she produced an album every 2 years, but this year she has already released 2 albums. In one of the songs on the first of her 2020 albums, she duets with a male singer who says, "You never gave a warning sign." Her response is, "I gave so many signs." Jesus told us many signs to look out for that will signal that he is about to come again. And Peter and Paul in their letters told us of other signs. When we hear the news every day, we should be looking for signs that Jesus will be coming back to this world soon, not as a baby, but as our Lord and King. It is clear from the Bible that things will get very bad before Jesus comes again. There will be famines, wars, earthquakes, and diseases. In Matthew 24, Jesus says that those events are just the beginning. He continues by saying, "Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all the nations on account of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." We don't want to hear about persecution coming. 2 or 3 weeks ago, a church in Milton Keynes that was holding an online service that obeyed all the COVID rules was raided by police, and the people taking part were fined. The police later apologised and the fines were returned, but it is a sign of what is coming to the church in this country. When I first became a Christian 45 years ago, we used to hear about the underground churches in Soviet Russia being persecuted. At that time, we never thought it would happen in this country. Towards the end of her song Exile, Taylor Swift sings, so many signs, you didn't even see the signs. When Jesus comes to this world again, will he say that to us? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for coming to earth as a baby. We look forward to you coming again to us in your glory. We pray that we may be ready when you come. We ask this in your name. Amen.